You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Depot Art Space offers a curated program of exhibitions. The 2023 exhibition program is a hybrid of projects with social impact, which meaningfully contribute to the cultural fabric of Aotearoa. Solo and group exhibitions, which platform emerging and mid-career artists to new audiences, and shows which promote cross-cultural engagement through traditional and contemporary art forms. To hear about their current exhibition, Material Instinct, and what's next for Depot, I caught up with exhibition curator and art space manager Nina Dyer. Here we are now.
Do you want to start by telling me about Material Instinct? What is the show?
Yeah, sure. So the current exhibition, Material Instinct, it's a group show of five emerging artists. So Julita Koloi, Malakai, Peter Lakiso Aiono, Anna Garcia, Leonard Price and Ken Kuhn. And their intersecting practices are shown here in an exploration of materiality and the way that materials sort of resonate or hold different significance across different cultures. So it's a really beautiful show, very collaborative, and tomorrow, Saturday, is actually the last day to view it. So head on over to Tohokapua, Devonport, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. if you want to catch that. Or we have some documentation online at depot.org.nz as well.
What experience is it that brings each of these artists together? And why did you select them to exhibit together?
The artists in the show are largely making work from the perspective as first and second generation migrants. And so this is why the use of sound or new materials kind of has these different connotations or meanings and these shared meanings in the space. So Leonard Price, he's a painter based in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, but also spends a lot of time up in Tamaki Makaurau. Leonard brought together these other artists who he knows from art school to sort of re-exhibit or recontextualize their practices in relation to one another. So for instance, you have these woodworked items by Anna Garcia, or actually her dad has created these woodworked items. So for instance, spinning tops and food platters that have been chiseled and carved for his whānau, she's repurposed these in the context of the gallery, kind of you kind of view them as art objects and appreciate them, like the way that they're being formed and chiseled and maybe the life that they've lived before visiting the gallery. So these have been displayed, and then they kind of segue quite nicely into Leonard's paintings, which are made, these fragmented landscape paintings made on found wooden board. So yeah, these sort of repurposed objects come through in quite a lot of the works. In Julita Koloi's work, for instance, you have a number of cardboard boxes with the Whanau logo stamped on them. And the Whanau is a community service for Pacifica communities. And she volunteered there during the height of the pandemic, putting together essential food items with other volunteers and essential workers. So there's a video which goes with this, kind of a performance where Julita and the other essential workers reenact their kind of daily routine at the Whanau or various other community centres. And interestingly, this work isn't so much about the cardboard boxes, but the title of it is Ngafa Taha, and this is based on the gafa is made from coconut fibre that has been used for things like lashings on buildings and securing parts of watercraft together. So Ngafa Taha describes the invisible rope that binds people together. It's sort of a metaphor for the way in which people work together and uphold one another in a community. So yeah, you can kind of get a sense of the way that different materials and their purposes or their meanings in different contexts can kind of resonate with audiences.
And you mentioned earlier that the show does close tomorrow, so listeners have one day to zip over and see the works. Yeah. But what do you think it's meant for the artists to have their work curated together and open to the public at Depot?
Yeah, I think some of the works that have already been in existence, so not newly commissioned works in the show, they were shown during the pandemic in like a grad show or an assignment context, so they weren't really able to be appreciated by the full public. But also I think the way that the show's come together is rather than the artists having these sort of discrete segments where, you know, you have one artist work here and then the next artist work here, what they've aimed for in this installation is to sort of intertwine and intersect one another's practices. So they're all kind of interspersed and in conversation in the space, which is something that audiences have picked up on too.
You've got two shows opening next. Can you give listeners a little teaser of those?
So we have some exciting spring exhibitions opening next Saturday from 2 to 4pm in the afternoon. And sort of in the main gallery space, the larger space, we've got two local artists from Te Huo Kapua, Devonport. We've got Janet Mazanier and Sarah Treadwell, and they're both painters working on quite a large scale. So Janet is making cold wax paintings and kind of responding to the earth, while Sarah Treadwell, she has a background in architecture and is now a full-time painter, and she is creating these abstract works, unstretched canvases, which are references to the bereft marine environments. That will be a really stunning large-scale show of local painters, and then it'll be quite sympathetic to what's in the main, going into the smaller space, which is Inner Landscapes, and that's a show by Sophia Santos, a ceramicist. She has these gorgeous turquoise, oceanic-looking vases, and that will be shown in conjunction with Esther Stone, who has a series of watercolours, a series called Wharenui o Toku Heningaro, Meeting House of My Mind, and those watercolours are illustrations of her early childhood memories. And I think they're going to kind of be quite a nice sympathetic showing of two new exhibitions in September.
That was exhibition curator and art space manager Nina Dyer speaking with me about what's going on at Depot Art Space.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.